This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to continue the study with us, which we began several days ago, of the great topic of entering the church which Jesus bought with His blood. Friends, there isn't anything more precious than the blood of Christ. And yet let us stop and think about the fact of what He bought with that blood. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul, in speaking to the elders of the church in Ephesus, said, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed or to shepherd the church of the Lord, which He purchased with His own blood." Therefore, to be a member of the church is to be blood-bought. You cannot be saved without being blood-bought. Therefore, to be blood-bought is to be saved and is to be a member of the church for which Jesus died. Now, we've shown some things that are involved in that. One thing is, it means we're saved by the grace of God. And we've talked about some things that does not mean. To be saved by the grace of God doesn't mean that we do not have anything to do. And last time, we had just been in a beginning of what it does mean to be saved by the grace of God. We had pointed out two things. One, it does mean that God was not obligated to man, that because of our sin we deserve hell, as we're taught in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the wages of sin is death. Secondly, to be saved by the grace of God does mean that God loves man, and He proved that love by the gift of His Son, Romans 8, 32. And further, we saw that love demands love in return, that is, to manifest itself in obedience. In John 14 and 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." There's no such thing as a person loving Christ and not doing what he understands to be the will of Christ. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, the Apostle John made clear, "For this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments." Many times people give themselves credit for loving God while they're disobedient and rebellious. But if you love God, you're involved in obedience to His will. Further, to be saved by the grace of God means that no man can earn his salvation. It is a gift. Notice the words of Paul in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death." In other words, what you earn by a life of sin is death, to be separated from God once and forevermore, to be cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But continuing on in that passage, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So you see, if you gain everlasting life, it will be because you have received a gift from God. You have not earned it. In the same way, Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." That is, not by any works whereby one could say, after having done them, "I have earned my salvation." This, as we've already pointed out, does not eliminate all works, for when we've done all we've been commanded to do, we're to count ourselves as unprofitable servants, as Jesus made clear in Luke 17 in verse 10. We must obey the Lord. He's the Savior only of the obedient. But we are not involved in works of righteousness by which we merit or earn our salvation. Next, we note that it does mean to say that we're saved by the grace of God, that the gift is conditional. This, of course, has been implied in what I've already said, but let us note it, that man must comply with God's will. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9, "Christ is the Savior of those that obey Him." James 2, 24, "We're not justified by faith alone, but we're justified by works or acts of obedience." And so, you see, we have noted some things that being saved by the grace of God does not mean and some things it does mean. Let us hurriedly point out the things that it does mean by way of review. It does mean that God was not obligated to save us, but simply by His grace, by His compassion and mercy, He offered us salvation through Christ. It means that He did it because He loved us, It means that we cannot earn our salvation, and it means that the gift of salvation is conditional. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue this very important study of entering the church.